Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast's Final Four Watch Party, April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles, so come hang out with the crew. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford, coming to you from Newcastle-upon-Tyne in the northeast of England. Today is Monday, the 21st of March. It is the equinox. I don't know if you have those in America, but it's the equinox over here. Equal distance between night and day, all of that sort of thing. So it's all pretty funky, but it's also the World Baseball Classic Championship match, which is going to set off in 8 hours from now. Huge game. The Samurai Japan team will take on Team USA. And here to join me, have a little look back at the rest of the tournament and make some WC final bets fresh from Las Vegas, Nevada. But I think he's back at home now, is Mr. Noah Bennick. Noah, how are you doing?
What's going on, Malcolm? Yeah, I had a nice week-long trip in Las Vegas. But yes, back at home. Actually, just arrived at my place like a half hour ago, so quickly brought up my computer, set it up, and we're gonna talk the World Baseball Classic final. How about that?
Yes, nice commitment, Noah. Well done getting organized, because it is it's gonna be a great game, and it's certainly worth us
100%
having a little look at it and making some picks. Firstly though, I'm gonna ask you things about Vegas. Did you have a lovely time? Was it all you cracked all it's cracked up to be?
Yeah, I had a great time, and yeah, I would say it's what it's cracked up to be. And like,
where did you stay, Noah?
So I stayed on Fremont Street. I went the cheaper version. I went with the Four Queens, more for the experience. But you know, what my favorite part was is actually like just, of course, this is my first time going out there. I'm 21.
Yeah.
But meeting the guys in person and like them being exactly what you expect to be like, it's like awesome, because I don't know if anybody saw any of the videos that Sports Gambling Podcast was putting out, or maybe even the College Experience, but I was behind the camera filming a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that we were doing, but just meeting a lot of the connections that they have out there as well was really cool. Got to meet Derek Stevens, who's actually from my area in Michigan, but he's the owner of Circus Sports Las Vegas and the D, which is the hotel that I stayed literally next to. If I knew he owned the D, I probably would have stayed there. But yeah, it was tons of fun. I did great with my sports betting, but then used all of that money to pay for Ubers and food. So yeah. that was my Vegas trip.
That's all right, man. No, I was living through you, because it was great for me to see you out there having a good time. That brought me nothing but joy, Noah, and it also brought back my memories of my little trip in September when you were in the big theatre watching the first day of March Madness, the same theatre that I was. And I tell you what I like, Noah, and this is really silly, but even though we are 4,000 miles apart and have never met each other, you were on the show from the Blue Wire studio, you sat in the same chair that I'd sat in, Noah. Yeah. So even though we are now arse buddies, our arses have shared the same chair, Noah, and they can't take that away from us. And for some reason, that brought me great fucking joy when I saw that last week. I don't know why.
I mean, that place, it seems much bigger than it actually is. I will say that. Like, it's still so nice, and the guys behind the scenes do a great job there. The one negative about Vegas, everybody watching on YouTube, if you're not watching on YouTube, follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube, MLB Gambling Podcast. I am holding my microphone, and that's because I think room service took the tripod of the microphone.
Oh, no.
They didn't want the camera or the microphone. They just wanted the tripod, so now I have to hold my microphone into like a tripod, you know?
I'm glad you had a good time. Like I say, I had a great time watching everything unfold from over here. So, yeah, well done. And hopefully
unders treat you well, Malcolm?
I didn't play that many. I finished about 50-50, so I played probably about 10 just because there was so much stuff going on with the Premier League and what have you, and the time difference. I played one.
We finished about 50-52. It was 18.
Yeah, but that's okay. You take 50-50. As my friend said to me, I hope I break even. I need the money. That was his line. So, but we can have a look at this WBC final game this evening. I'll first tell you about WinBet, the official online sports week of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WinBet, now active in Massachusetts and tons of other states. Be on the lookout for the WinBet Win Hour each Thursday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Marquee games of the week have got better odds on WinBet, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here, so many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today, receive that special offer, bet $100 to get $100. That's limited to state availability. And of course, our DGens, if you get the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. Go to choose from, head to winbet.com or download the WinBet app. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. The SGP guys are going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California, Saturday, April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. And finally, the Masters Tournament, the SGP Masters Tournament. This is a ridiculously good prize. You can hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim, watching the biggest golf tournament in the world. The prize is a three-night stay at the Circa Las Vegas to hang out with the boys. Contest is completely free to enter. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. If you don't win the contest, you can get a discount in a room using the promo code SGP15.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So, tonight, the game is Samurai Japan against USA. The game starts at 11 p.m. My time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern time. You've missed much more time zone confusion, though, in the last couple of weeks because over there, the clocks changed, didn't they? Which it completely is. Buggered up me and Moon off. Not that we don't get it wrong three times a week anyway. There was this small period of 3 weeks where it was an hour off, so that's completely screwed everything up. So this is a 7 p.m. Eastern time first pitch. I mean, this whole tournament, really, this is tonight, I think, it's a fitting final for a start. As much as there have been some good stories, we enjoyed Mexico, they were unlucky last night. We backed Venezuela, they did really, really well. This is the final. Like, even, I know people would make a case for the Dominican Republic and that lineup, but this is a final that kind of, it's East versus West. It's got more global appeal, I think. This is going to be the most watched game in baseball history tonight. I know there's been, all the silly Barstool takes about the games after the injuries to Edwin Diaz, etc. But no one can argue that how much fun this tournament's been. The global reaction to it has been absolutely outstanding. I saw more reaction in this country than I've ever seen to baseball at all when we were watching Team GB, just on Twitter and then the Nighthawks baseball group. More excitement, more chat than there's ever been. So I think this is absolutely a fitting final.
I have to say this. The Nighthawks jerseys look better than the Team Great Britain's jerseys.
I know. Well, I love it. Yeah, Megan Moonaf talked about that last week. He was saying how embarrassing it was. And people were saying, but it's because we've got no funding. He said the great Team Great Britain have got no funding. Well, the Nighthawks don't have loads of funding. We got lovely jerseys. And stuff's not falling off.
I didn't put Team GB down. I just propped up the Nighthawks, you know.
I'll let you off.
Have good jerseys.
I ordered my new black, the New York Mets black Nighthawks jersey. We've got some new black Nighthawks jerseys that look absolutely flames. No, so in a few weeks' time, my new black jersey will be hanging up there. You'll be impressed with it. But it has been a really good tournament. I mean, started with the two Asian pools, and you got to see the kind of the unique fandom, really, of Asian supporters, Chinese Taipei, Taiwan. They were absolutely wild. The Koreans and the Japanese. So that was a whole world of fun. You had the five-way tie in Pool A, which was absolutely nuts. We came down on the right side of that because we'd taken Italy to get out of the pool at plus 140 and they managed that. And then obviously the teams on your side of the pond started their games, which had a more Latin American, Central American influence to it. So you were getting a lot of partisan home crowds, sort of air quotes, home crowds, because they were Mexican crowds, they were Dominican crowds, they were Colombian crowds. And just about every team had their moment as well. There wasn't really a team who just got spanked every game. I think, Dominican Republic will be disappointed with how it turned out because they wanted to go deep into the tournament, but Team GB got their win against Colombia. Czechia won a game. Australia and Italy advanced. So, I mean, yeah, the Dutch won. Nicaragua got their first win. Venezuela and Mexico were picks that we made. You took Venezuela to win the pool, which is a great play. We already had Italy to advance from the group. We took Mexico to advance from the group. We gave Mexico out at a big price to win it all. And they got to the top of the ninth in front last night. We could very much still be live at round about 40-1.
I know. I gave out Mexico to win the pool too. I had Mexico plus 350 to win the pool. So, yeah, I went bigger for the pool winners on Venezuela and Mexico, and it paid off. And that's what we were talking about. If we just hit two, you were already like,
yeah,
above 500,
100%,
and anything after that, you were making money, and that's exactly what we did with that Italy play. And Venezuela just had a bad draw, but you didn't even touch on it, Mel.
What?
Great Britain didn't come in fifth; they were fourth.
I know,
qualify.
Yes, we if we won a game and finished fourth, automatic qualification, which does mean a huge boost for funding for the sport in this country. So over the next few years, well, it remains to be seen if the money never makes it up north, Noah. The money always stays in the south of the country. We have a big north-south divide here, and where the poor relations, we always get left out of it. So remains to be seen if any of the money trickles its way up here, but I'll let you know if I see any of it.
It ended up working out for you guys and poor Taiwan, who hosted Pool A in the 2-2 split. All five teams went 2-2. They, by tiebreaker, came in fifth, and winning two games in the WBC, they have to requalify. So, you know,
well, they were going to win that. Losers. They were winning that pool until one swing of the bat by an Italian sent them from first all the way down, tumbling down to fifth. So, yeah, it was very, very fine margins. But it has been loads and loads of fun. I've really, really enjoyed it. But like I say, I don't really think I could have picked two better teams than these two tonight. for this game. So the pitching matchups, I think, is settled, but Team USA kind of haven't officially announced who's going to go, even though we think it's going to be Merrill Kelly. So we've got some bets here. We've got money lines. We've got run lines. We've got totals. You've got a few player props that we can look at. Anything that we arrive on later on, we'll stick out either on TikTok, on Twitter, or in the Discord channel. So there'll probably be more to come. But money lines as it stands, we have Japan at even money, plus 100. USA are minus 130. The run line, Japan with a run and a half are minus 142. And the USA are plus 115. And the total is sitting at 10 with the slightly juiced to the over minus 125 and the under at minus 105. Japan will have Shota Imanaga, left-handed pitcher, who will start for them. This is the third game running that the USA will see a left-handed pitcher. Imanaga has two relief appearances so far in the tournament. He's given up one run on four innings with five strikeouts. He did pitch. He's the starter for Yokohama. Pitched 142 and two-thirds last season to a 2.26 ERA. So even though he's been pitching out the pen and he's been sort of playing second fiddle to this absolute phalanx of ridiculous Japanese pitching, Imanaga's not a wallflower by any stretch. Like I say, 2.26 ERA. Merrill Kelly is going to go for USA. Not a household name that a lot of people would have thought. But yeah, I mean, Merrill Kelly's, he's a perfectly solid pitcher. I don't know how deep into the game he'll get. In terms of the lineups, Japan are very, very settled. Murakami, I think, is key man for them. He hit the winning runs last night. He'd actually had a really bad tournament. He had a 56 home run season last year, and everyone was expecting him to tear this up. And he'd been going along really, really slowly, but he hit the winning runs last night. So that might just have livened him up at the right time for this. So you've got Ohtani, who's hitting 450. He had the leadoff double last night. And out the bullpen, Ohtani and Darvish, I think, have both said they're possibly available. And I think Japan will just unload tonight. They'll absolutely go for it. The USA will remain unchanged. Like I say, they're facing the third lefty in a row, so there's no need for them to change. My biggest concern with them, really, is the bullpen management. I think there was some weird stuff going on, particularly Daniel Bard in the quarterfinal game against Venezuela. He hit Altuve. That was his third batter, but they just left him in far too long, especially with Bard, who's got a previous of having a few sort of psychological blocks on the mound. So that was all a little bit weird. So that's a concern. But yeah, Noah, the Imanaga versus Merrill Kelly, the lineups, the bullpens. I mean, where are your keys to the game here?
My keys to the game, I guess, is what we realized early on before the tournament even started in the pre-tournament, this Japanese pitching staff is so deep that now they've set themselves up for, hey, these MLB teams don't want their star pitchers throwing 6-7 innings in the game, even though it's the championship game. Hey, let's just throw out one of our best guys from the MPB and Imanaga, and then we can use Yu Darvish and Shohei Ohtani out of the bullpen. I think that's one reason why this price has shortened up, because it did open up a little bit larger than plus 100. Last night it was plus 115. So it shortened up about 15 cents overnight. And I think for that reason, because they were waiting on the pitcher and the availability of both. And since it's kind of snuck out that, you know, they will pitch if needed, and Shohei kind of hinted, I think it was to Ken Rosenthal, that he did want to pitch. So it's not a matter of I think it's when Team Samurai Japan decides to deploy these two aces from the MLB against guys that they are familiar in facing. The other thing is both of these pitchers lack true postseason big moment experience. Merrill Kelly for sure has not pitched in the postseason at all in his career, and same with Imanaga. For me, if you aren't on, or if you're not a homer and not going to take USA, because I think Japan wins it. I said that at the very beginning. I think this is the most complete team, and I think they have the best pitching, and I always bet on pitching. I would bet on the first five over, because both these starters, I think the teams get to them pretty quickly here, and that first five over is over 5.5 plus 100. Yeah. So I like that, knowing that you have the two aces in Darvish and Shohei coming out probably in the later innings after the first five. And that would be tough to push across some runs for the U.S. for sure. So I like the first five over at 5.5 plus 100.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, we saw last night, even what's the name of the Japanese pitcher last night? My mind's gone blank. Roki
Sasaki.
Sasaki. I mean, he was absolutely stellar. Unbelievable. Like, it was such a great thing to watch. But then he got two jam singles, and Arias took him deep, and he gave up three runs. I mean, this the USA lineup.
If you supply the power with the triple digits, the ball will go.
That's absolutely. Trey Turner's been getting all the big hits for the USA. Batting ninth as well, by the way. Trey Turner coming out the 9-0. So there's a little pointer as to how deep these lineups are going. I did think the over as well, though. So I'll co-sign your over. I went full game over 10. I think there's going to be runs as well. There will be a lot of nerves. I know the atmosphere, the players are talking it up. I've heard a lot of the Team USA today being interviewed. And they're saying it's incomparable even to playoff baseball. I think Brady Singer was asking, or maybe he was asking Adam Wainwright, what it's like compared to playoff baseball. And he just said it's not comparable. It's another step up again. The atmosphere, everything's going to be absolutely unbelievable. For me to take a side on the money line or to make a pick, so you'd have to really convince me, whoever was playing, not to take the underdog, because we've done that all tournament. And we've just said every team has had their day so far. We could have cashed, I think if we backed all the dogs, say we cast Czechia, Great Britain, Australia, you name it. So even tonight, regardless what teams it was, I would be taking the underdog because it's a tiny, tiny sample. And now Japan aren't any old underdog. This is an unbelievable baseball team. So I'm going to take Japan on the money line at plus 100. I'm going to take Japan. The second bet I like here is Japan minus 1.5. So Japan to cover a little spread. That's a price of plus 180. And I did. I had a look at the no running first inning market just because that's a proper D-gen market. But it's a little bit. It's short. It's minus 200 for a run in that first inning. So I couldn't force myself to pull the trigger on that. But I like the over, so I'll take the over 10. But then Japan minus 1.5 at plus 180. If you've got a money line lead, obviously you've got Japan anyway outright. So I'm guessing you're sticking there.
Yeah, sticking with Japan and the first five over 5.5. Take that, Mal. Like you like the first inning play. And honestly, was it last night's? No, it wasn't last night's game. It was who? Cuba and USA. Cuba put up two, and then the Americans responded with three in the first inning. It was a 5-run first inning, and I mean that over was easy money. Honestly, like these are, it's a huge clash of styles. The U.S. leads the WBC in slugging percentage with a 567. They also have 10 home runs in this tournament. In Japan, they have the best ERA in the World Baseball Classic this year with a 233 as a team. So it's really going to be a very entertaining game tonight, and I cannot wait.
Now we've got the possibility of Shohei Ohtani closing the game out against Mike Trout as well. So there's quite a lot of subscripts to be had. Dylan O'Donnell has joined us in the chat. Good afternoon, Dylan. Dylan's talking up a Kyle Schwarber home run, a Schwarbomb, Noah, to use one of your sayings. So he thinks Shaw was going to go deep tonight. We've got some little, you found a few little player props that we can take a stab at as well, Noah. I'll tell you first about Underdog Fantasy. Heating up for March Madness College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action. Especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favourite college basketball player props. Head to underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGPN. And Noah, I think you've used Underdog Fantasy to find us a couple of player props for this evening. So what have you found?
Well, I barely had any time to handicap this prior to the show because I had just arrived at home. So my idea was, like, we can just run through these real quick and just answer them if you want to do that, if you like that.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
All right. So it starts with Team USA. There's about 10 props, and then there's three head-to-heads. So we got 13 little questions here that we can answer, and the listeners can choose whichever ones they like most and put them into a two pick all the way up to a five pick parlay on Underdog. So first one starts with Merrill Kelly. The prop is at 3 strikeouts. Higher or lower? I am going to go with lower. I don't know how Kelly's going to perform in this big moment. We've never seen him in a playoff game before.
I mean, the only thing was Japan was striking out last night early on. They seemed quite happy to take a cut at everything. And Patrick Sandoval racked up. I went to bed at about 1 a.m. after maybe 4.5 innings. And Patrick Sandoval had racked up plenty of strikeouts by then. So it all depends. I don't know if that was just a little bit of overexcitement on behalf of the Japanese bats. But yeah, my initial my instinct would be go under there, under the 3 for Merrill Kelly.
You are right there, and I watched that whole game in the airport of Las Vegas. prop number 2, Mike Trout over 1.5 total bases, higher or lower?
You've got to go over, I think. High. He's hit one home run. He's had a triple. He'll work. Do you count walks? They do, don't they?
No, the walks, I don't believe count for total bases. At least for the official stat, they don't count. I don't know about Underdog.
Trout will do bits tonight. Yeah, over.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go with the over two. I think he shows up in the big moment, although he hasn't really been in the playoffs much his career either. But, I mean, he's the best player in baseball. Same prop, 1.5 total bases for Mookie Betts. I am going to go higher. I think he jumps on the lefty early. I think that happens in the first 5 innings early.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to see a lot of offense tonight. A lot of base runners. It's been a lot of base runners this entire tournament. Even when we missed some unders in the first week, they were still leaving. With that one game, they left 30 on base, I think. And we somehow missed an over with 30 base runners left by someone like the Netherlands. So yeah, lots of base runners tonight. So I'll take over.
Yep. Another 1.5 total bases on one of the hottest bats in this lineup. It's Trey Turner. I'll go with the higher as well.
Yeah. We'll rewrite all of these.
Paul Goldschmidt, also 1.5 total bases, higher or lower?
Over.
I'll go lower just to be different. I'm not real convicted either way.
Here's the thing. If we've got 4, we need obviously 3 winners. Take them all over. Like, life's too short to back the under. We get at least 3 of these 4 over the line, Noah.
Yeah, for sure. Nolan Arenado, also 1.5 total bases, higher or lower?
Oh.
He had a nice under moment in that semifinal, right, against Cuba. I'll go under, sure. Kyle Tucker, 1.5 total bases, lefty on lefty. I mean, if it...
Over.
Plus, he's had the benefit of facing Shohei in division. So, yeah, I'll take Kyle Tucker over. And then Dylan O'Donnell from the chat. Kyle Schwarber, 1.5 total bases, higher or lower?
Well, if it's good enough for Dylan, it's good enough for me. So you got to go over, haven't we?
All right, let's go. I'll take the over too, although I am nervous about his lefty-to-lefty matchup. Then we go to the Japanese side, Team Samurai Japan. Shota Imanaga, over or under 2.5 strikeouts?
Let me have a look.
What was he doing in the NPB? How was
I didn't get his strikeout numbers. Got his ERA and his innings pitched. He's had 5-4. However, we have just taken all of the US bats to light him up.
We did.
So if they're all lighting him up, he's not striking that many out. So plus, I think he'd be on a, not on a short leash, but with the Japanese manager's got Ohtani, etc. sitting there. So yeah, I'll take the under as well. I think we could see both these pitches gone by the third inning. So we'll take Imanaga under.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. I'll also go with the under. He might get the early tug. Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 total bases, right? We're going there.
Over.
Yeah. Masataka Yoshida, he's been on fire. I'll take the over 1.5 total bases.
Yes, agree.
Munetaka Murakami. He had the big moment yesterday, but he's been pretty cold throughout the WBC. Over, under, 1.5 total bases on underdog.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, you see. These big tournaments, you see it in the World Cup, when I follow the football, someone just needs to get hot at the right time. That shot last night will have done him the world of good, and he's going to be the one who's going to carry them to glory tonight. So it's an absolute over for me.
Yeah, I'll ride that with you. I'll take the higher there. I'm on the under or the lower on Kensuke Kondo. Last night, he just I think he was 0 for 4 with 2 Ks, correct?
Yeah.
Another two-hitter. I don't know. The whole thing, it was his first game in Miami for this tournament. Might have played a role, but I'll go lower there.
He did look the one who looked a little bit fish out of water last night. And I know Sandoval was dealing, and Sandoval was pumped as well. But he did seem to have Kondo on a piece of string there. So yeah, we'll take one under for a little bit of balance. Now we'll take Kondo to go under.
Lars Nootbaar, 1.5 total bases.
He's going under. It's going to get to him. He's going to drop his arse. Yeah,
really.
Nootbaar for the under.
I think he shows up against the MLB stars. Give me the over there. Takuya Kai, over 0.5 hit. Higher or lower?
Under. Lower.
Yeah, I'll go under there too. And I'm also going to take the under on Sasuke Genda, under 0.5 hit.
Yeah, I'll know. Blake's in the chat. Good evening. Good afternoon, Blake, from the Baseball Money is Fake podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Blake's in the shouting, he's shouting over in the chat, but I've no idea which prop he's shouting over at. So Blake's taking something to go over. Who was that Gender on that last one?
Yeah, Sasuke.
Yeah, I'm taking, Gender on the under as well.
All right. And then we have 3 head to head picks that we can do. Total bases, who has more, Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani?
I think
give me Ohtani.
I'm gonna have to take Japan. Well, I picked Japan to do everything, and then in all these props I've got the US sort of out hitting the Japanese. So yeah, let's take Shohei. Is the absolute big game player, isn't he, man? He's superhuman. Shohei will do something mad.
Yeah. I'm also going to go with the Japanese player here, too. It's Masataka Yoshida against Trey Turner, also for total bases. I'm going Yoshida.
Yeah, agree. I think, we've got, it's going to be plenty of offense, but maybe Turner's done his bit already, and it'll be someone else's job tonight.
That's my thinking. And then the last one, also total bases, head-to-head, Munetaka Murakami or Nolan Arenado, who has more total
bases? Murakami's, I've told you, he's going to be the man tonight. He's getting it done. So yeah, I'm going to take all 3 Japanese players there.
I like him to have some success, but he already had the big moment. I'll take Arenado, I guess.
Lars Nootbaar was Blake's over. So he'll be shouting over.
I drafted him for Dynasty League, baby. For SGPN Dynasty League. I took maybe 8 hours for every pick, but I like the team for the long run.
You did single-handedly slow that draft down.
Made
it about 3 days longer than it needed to be. But it's all right. That suits me because I'm at the opposite side of the world. The more time, the better for me. I'm having to do shit during the night. So that was the only team that I had Edwin Diaz on. I've done about 9 drafts now, and that was the only team I had Edwin Diaz on. And Ryan, right in front of me with the second last pick of the draft, took David Robertson away from me as the relief pitcher. Just out of spite, I think. I don't even think he wanted him. Just pure and utter spite. So, yeah.
You also have Josh Hader there, though. So, Hader's not bad.
We discussed this, Noah. I do like double-tapping closer early just to shake things up a little bit.
I was eyeing it, but I wasn't going to reach for it. That round, I was going to take Hader because he had been slipping. But you know who I grabbed in the last round? Did you see that? Cool.
Nope.
Liam Hendricks.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so I grabbed him. Hopefully he comes back from what's it called again? Shit, why am I – I'm drawing a blank on God dang it. Shit.
Who are you trying to remember?
What?
What are you trying to remember?
What Liam Hendricks is out with currently.
Oh, it's a lymphoma thing, isn't it? Is it?
Yes, but what's the name? I don't know. I drew a blank on it, but yes, he'll be back and he'll be racking up saves in no time, and he's got 3 more years in him at least. You know, he's without this, he's a top 5 closer. I'll find out the name of it while you're closing out the pod.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that is the end of the show. We managed to make some picks. So we both fancy Japan. We both fancy the over, the first 5 over as well, over 5.5 there. So they are our main picks. We've given out some player props as well. If anything, if we see some more solid lines on pitcher strikeouts between now and the start of the game, keep your eyes peeled on Discord, Twitter, maybe Noah's TikTok account. He'll throw some stuff up as well before the jet lag hits him. The YouTube channel, thanks for joining us, Dylan and Blake and everybody else. If you're listening to this at a later date, subscribe to the YouTube channel and you can get involved, especially with 1 week tonight, probably. We'll be giving out our match picks for opening day. So yeah, really, really exciting. Noah, yeah. Have you done your homework?
Yeah, I'll be on later today with AL Central. So, and also it's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Thank you, Dr. Benick. Yeah, well, tonight at 10 p.m.? 10 p.m. my time. So what, 6 p.m. Eastern time?
5 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, you've changed it again, bastards.
It changed for me, like, I don't know. For right now, I think it's 5 Eastern.
Yeah, it's the 2 Central divisions this week. Game one tonight, and then on Thursday, myself and Dylan and Noah will be doing the AL Central. I think that is on Thursday night. So, yeah, loads of stuff to come between now and opening day. So, yeah, hit the like and subscribe buttons. Good luck with all your bets. I hope you really enjoy the game. I hope it's a good game. I hope it's a game that is fitting of the rest of the tournament. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. I'll try and get the Discord channel. We'll have some chat later on as well as the game's going on. I can probably get a couple of hours in before I go to bed. Good luck with bets.
Are you going to tough it all the way out or no?
We'll have to see. If once it goes 7 or 8-0, that might be me. But yeah, I'll give it a go, mate. Because the only thing is,
7 or 8-0. You think Japan's just going to blow the?
No, it might. No, it's a game of baseball, or it could do. I'm just saying. If it gets out of hand, I'll go to bed.
Gotcha.
But there's no pitch clock. I've been watching these spring training games and they go past now in the blink of an eye. But this is these games have got old school playoff feel about them and they've been going on 4 hours. So tonight could take a very, very long time.
Love it.
I need my beauty sleep, Noah. but anyway, good luck with your bets. Enjoy the game. Come and join Noah later on with Moonaf. But until then, we'll see you down the road to you.